Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, my God.
I'm not really sure what you were trying to say to me just there.
Just where?
Well, you were saying, I'm working so hard. And then you said, well, I'm not really doing anything. Actually, I only sprayed down the patio.
Yeah, I don't. You know me, Vinny. I don't do any manual labor. So I just go to my house and walk around and be like, you guys are doing a great job.
Play Pokemon.
Yeah, I play a little Pokemon.
I'm not saying, I don't know if you're being sarcastic or what.
Well, there's just not that much to do back there. I mean, it's a small project. It's very, you know,
I only know what you're telling me, so I don't know. Are you working?
I'm trying to tell you as little as possible, to be frank.
I can't tell. Are you working? Are you not working? Is it coming out good?
There's a lot to do. I mean, I don't know how it's coming out because it's still a disaster area back there. But it's, so what? Who cares? It's just my stupid backyard.
Well,
I'm like, you know, put some deck boards on and throw some grass in. Can we be done with this already? What I'm looking forward to. Hold on, I can't see Hooman.
I'm right here.
I know, but I couldn't see you. I need to be able to look over at your beautiful face.
Hey.
My beauty. I'm looking forward to next Friday night. My niece is going to... It's going to be playing with her band at the bottom of the hill. The Running Mates.
Yeah, so do you have any details? Like what time they go on or anything?
Like late. 9.
Probably 9.
9 or 10, something like that.
I looked at the bottom of the hill website... And it wasn't very clear.
I saw she sent this long-ass email. I'm like, just get to the point, girl.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these strings
attached.
She's chatty. I can't do that. I'll have to get back to her today and let her know what our last talk was about.
So. Yeah. Well, so they're actually hoping they're coming in and playing a song.
So the doors are at 9.
Is this nepotism? I'm not hiring her, but I'm totally like, she's my niece and I'm so proud of her.
Well, we want to hear her.
Yeah, we all want to hear her.
The doors aren't even open till 9?
Well, the doors are at 8:30. The music starts at 9, and it looks like they're third on the list.
Oh, Lord.
Picture Atlantic, the Y-axis, and then the Running Mates.
The headliners.
Oh, they're headlining? So midnight or something.
What's her first name?
Julie.
Julie, right.
She hot?
Well, you've
she
met her.
She is hot, yeah.
She's a little cutie. It's so funny. There's actually a list of hot redheads. I don't know why she's not on the list.
Where's this list of hot redheads?
I'll do it in the trash. It's actually, there's a couple glaring omissions from the list of hot redheads, in my opinion.
We had to come up with some of our own.
She's now engaged to her boyfriend. So I'm sorry, Hooman. She's off. Did you look her up or something?
Yeah. She's very pretty.
Yeah. The Running Mates. Anyway, I'm super excited. They're not staying with us or anything. I'm kind of bummed about that, but...
Why?
Because I would have loved it if they just stayed with us. But they're staying with... I guess one of the band members has a family here, and they're all going to go stay there.
Well, that's good.
She says she wants to make sure they make it to the gig on time.
Oh, because they're close.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think she's worried about the other band members. You're just going to make sure everybody shows up.
Oh.
That's what she told me. They just don't want to stay with their stupid old aunt and uncle, is all.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, their aunt... is going to feature them on her radio show. That's a pretty big deal.
Maybe that's all the pressure she can take.
It's a pretty damn big deal, I would think. You know, I would think that would be a big reason for coming up here. Getting on the radio?
That's huge. Well, she didn't. They had the gig booked, and she told me about it. And, you know, it is a big deal. And thank you, Vinny, because actually I don't think I would have pushed you guys to put them on, but you were very generous.
Yuzette was like, what do you want to do? 2 songs? I'm like, let's do 1 song. I think that'll do it.
Yeah, I think 1 song.
2 unknown songs from a family member might be one too many.
Even 1.5 too many.
I have a question.
Yes, my darling.
Have you already spent the $12 on your advance tickets?
Well, I am on the guest list.
Oh, look at you.
Because I know the band. I'm with the band.
All right.
But if any of you guys want to go, I'll buy your ticket for you.
Well, I'm going to go. I can spend $12.
Is it anywhere near sold out? How would we know?
I don't know.
Are we talking about bottom of the hill that's like right up the hill right here?
Yeah, 1233 17th Street.
Yeah, in the Mission.
In the Potrero Hill.
Potrero.
Oh, so it's
okay.
Not the one that's right up the street.
No, I don't
here.
Know the one okay. that's up here. I know about that one. A long
okay.
time ago, I've been there.
Well, it's good that I found that out, because I would have parked here at the building and walked
right.
and been like, where's the place?
You missed our set.
I must be thinking of a different place or
yeah.
something. So it's in the Potrero area. Maybe we'll Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to worry about parking.
Yeah, there's no parking over there.
I know.
Well, and you want to get ripped.
Well, sure. I mean... It is an 18 and up show. After all, I got to show the kids how it's done.
You're right.
You
shots,
know.
Shots.
Or maybe
old lady.
Might even be, yeah.
Here's why you do it. This is how you do it.
It might be an all ages show, because I think she said both my kids
this
can go.
This is how we do
oh,
it.
Oh, I think she did say that somewhere in the email.
Yeah. I don't know how big that place is, but well,
so,
I'm looking forward to it.
Should I schedule her for 6 a.m. one song?
Oh, that's me.
All right, I'll do...
Are we talking about the Thursday or the Friday? Are they going to be up Thursday?
They're coming up, I think, the 27th. What day is that?
That is the Thursday.
Is Thursday. So is the show Thursday or Friday?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, we'll work it out.
All right.
Anyway, that's where my focus is at. Everything else be damned.
Well, that's... When is that? That's a week away.
It's a week from today.
Oh, okay.
I just can't. I'm just getting, you know, I have so much preparation to do.
Oh, yeah. She says she's planning on arriving the night of the 27th, so we'll be there for the morning of the 28th.
Oh, okay. So no secret show for her then.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Guess you guys won't get to hear about that time I got drunk and puked in all over myself in front of her.
Is that true?
Pretty much.
You puked on yourself?
Not really in front of her, though. It's okay. You don't. That's all you need to know about it.
You just reminded me last night. So my kid my kid caught something. I don't know, 4 days ago or whatever.
Right,
I told
we
you guys.
Heard the story about her throwing up on
throwing
your girlfriend.
Up, right. So last night, my lady had it.
Mm. Oh no!
So at 2 o'clock, we go to couples counseling. She's fine. We got through all that, and then we get home, and she's got some meeting to deal with. And then around 4 o'clock, she's like, I think I'm sick.
Oh.
And by 4:30, she was like completely laid out with, you know, when you sit with a bucket.
Yes. Mm.
Like you think if you move, I know yeah. the feeling too. If you move,
your body's going to reject everything.
Right.
Right. Is it like a flu?
I don't know. I
or
don't
just
know.
A 24 hour. Is your daughter fine now?
She's like, fine.
Yeah. So
sounds like
you're definitely going to get that.
Hard, yeah. Sounds like she's working too hard.
Well,
she needs to slow down.
She was in the firing line when that went down. She took the barf straight on.
You breathing in that house?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm.
You try
well,
to hold your breath most of the time when you're in the house, or
I'm trying to keep as far away as possible.
Well, good luck.
While still,
I hope that you escape that. That there's nothing worse than that. That one day lost. Of
Can
just...
I ask a personal question?
Sure.
Of course.
Are you expected to sleep in the same bed when one or the other is sick? What are the rules around that? And I'd only like to hear from Vinny, not Yuzette or Sarah.
Well,
please.
I'd actually love to hear from them, too.
I don't want to hear from
them.
What is your deal? Because they're going to lead you. They're going to lead you. I don't want them to lead the witness. I want the witness to just answer this one. Pure.
If I'm honest, I have no desire to sleep with someone when they're sick. I don't care how hot they are.
But what do you do?
In some situations, I have slept with that person. Last night, I was like, you stay in this room. Mm. Don't come anywhere near our room. Oh. I got the kid. Clunk. There's the door.
That's,
stay in there.
So you stuck her in the guest room.
And she was already in there.
Right. That's where she
was
convalescing.
I was just like, I got our daughter. I'm doing dinner. I'll do bath. Do not come near us. Mm-hmm. Thank
so
you.
You quadrupled your workload yesterday.
Is
that correct?
One of those moments where I went, oh, dad's on. All right.
Well, it's got to be done.
Let's
good for
do
you
this.
For stepping right up.
I have a question.
Bath time's tough.
How much did your kid talk before she finally went to bed last night?
She talked and talked, dude. She's like, just like me. She talked and talked. And then when I said, you're going to end up in your own bed if you don't stop talking, she said, one thing.
One thing. 20 things later, the one thing.
I had her in the bath, and I just sit right outside the bathroom door. I don't shut the door. The door's open.
Why do you do that?
Because I want to keep an eye on her, but not sit on the floor of the bathroom.
Okay. Right.
And she's going to play for 20 minutes. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, where am I? She's like, right there. I'm all right. Just so you know, I'm right here. You know, triple check. You got me? Yeah, I got you, Dad. Okay. So I'm just sitting there on the laptop. She's playing. I can hear noise. And then I go, all right, you got 2 minutes, and then I'm coming in to bathe you. Okay. I come in, and she has taken the conditioner, the kid conditioner, to make bubble bath, which conditioner doesn't turn into bubbles. It just turns into silky,
ropey,
white worms
glop
everywhere in the tub. And I'm like, man, I was 4 feet from this mess and didn't know it was going down.
You got to peek in, bro.
I can see in. I'm not even not...
Right.
You don't peek through the crack, huh?
No, there's not even... I didn't even shut the door.
No, the door was open.
Right there.
He could see, but he was...
I just couldn't hear that she was squeezing conditioner. Who would even do that?
She's a three-year-old.
Yeah, a child.
I made a bubble bath. I'm like, there's not one bubble in here.
Did she get that?
Well, she got it after I said it 15 times to her. Like, what? And then I soaped her up.
If you want a bubble bath, just ask Dad.
As I soaped her up, she's like... Oh, bubbles!
Yep, this is where they come from.
Yeah, from soap.
Not from the hair moisturizer.
Oh, man.
The actual soap.
I don't know what that stuff costs. The Honest baby hair conditioner.
Oh, the Honest stuff is not cheap. It's not, you know, it's not like...
But it's on the higher end of the baby stuff.
Well, that stuff is pure. It's wonderful. Jessica Alba is the owner of Honest, isn't she?
Yeah, but there's lawsuits going on with them, too.
Well, there's something about the sunscreen does not shield you from the sun.
Oh, is that true?
Something like that.
Some class action suit.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question about the counseling real quick?
Oh, yeah. Let's get to that. We did seem to skip over that real fast.
Any breakthroughs?
No, we're doing good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Working less? What's going on?
Yeah, there's changes on that front, yes.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't say that. You know, I don't want to oversell the counseling, but it's going okay.
You feel like it's money well spent.
You guys ganging up against her? You and the therapist? That's a good therapist. That's what he's doing.
Are we ganging up against her? No, we're not ganging up against her. We're trying to...
What's his name? Roy?
Rob, Ralph.
Ray.
It's an R. It's an R. It's definitely an
Ray.
R.
Ray. I think it's Ray.
Is it Ray?
Yeah. It's Ray.
Yeah. Okay. It's not Ralph.
It's Ray. Not Ralph.
Or Roy.
No, it's going well. I mean, we're still together because we were on the brink. You have no idea.
Someone just texted
you.
Have a little idea because, you know, just the fact that you'll even talk about it means it's weighing on you, but it's, you know, you're right. We don't know the... We'd love to know the details. If you want to share, I mean, sometimes it can feel good to just get it all out.
I don't.
Well, I just have one quick question.
Sure.
Were there
one thing.
Were there any tears yesterday? Any tears?
No.
Oh, well, that's progress.
How about from her?
Where is Bryn with a drum hit when Hooman delivers a home run line?
That's great.
Oh, crying. It's hilarious.
No, nobody cried yesterday. Good line, though, Holmes. Mm.
There were tears in my house yesterday. My son came home from his college class, and they had just watched a gun control documentary, and it ended with one of the dads from Sandy Hook, who had been part of the whole project. They go up in the attic and open up the box of memories, and he just can't effing believe that the kid's gone. And it's just, you know, horrible. And he comes in, and the day that I don't want to ruin Christmas for anybody else, but I told him something about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because he sort of, you know, stuck it to me at 5 years old. Like,
5 year olds, turn off the radio.
Yeah, come on, tell me the truth about the one thing. And I did. And he, you know, his face went kind of like glassy eyed and just, he looked stunned and sort of glassy when he walked in. I'm like, what is wrong? And burst into tears. He's like, it was so horrible. Like, he was so horrified. Like, I'm telling you, for like an hour, I was just like holding him and dealing with it.
I
know. But I actually, like, selfishly, I was like, oh my God. I haven't got to hold him and cuddle him in years. Mm-hmm. And it was just so, I said, it's good to cry, like, get it out, you know, it's a horrible thing that happened. Hopefully we all learn something from it. And I was actually kind of mad at the school for, he goes, no, I was even part of the people that said, yes, we should see this gun control movie. And but he was just horrified by it. It was
awful. Is that the Klebold kid?
I don't remember what the name of the shooter was.
I don't either.
And I don't know the name of this gun control documentary either.
Was it Ray?
It was not. It was Roy. Roy Klebold. I don't know.
Did you say Sandy Hook?
Yeah.
Adam Lanza. Lanza.
Lanza.
That was the shooter?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. There's so many shootings. Well, I lose track of the shooters.
If I remember correctly, this was this the bug-eyed kid that had been holed up like in a dark room playing video games?
Like with bangs.
And he had some... Yeah, he wasn't okay.
Right.
But his mom also was not... Anyway.
Well, I'm sorry to end on that note. Jesus.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Sarah.
Dick move on a Friday.
Way to go. There goes the party.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice Moore Show will be right back with a chance at $1,000.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.